Now, we got an email into ray@rte.ie from Madeleine Flint. You've heard her name mentioned already. And she says, "Hello, Ray. I'm the proud owner of my beloved late husband's motorised bar stool." You heard me correctly. Motorised bar stool, which featured on Evening Extra in March of 1988. And 30 years later on RTE Today with Dahi and Maura. The reason I'm getting in touch with your programme is I'm doing a trip from a little village called Walsh Island in County Offaly to Arranmore Island on the 9th and 10th of June, along with a few Honda 50 enthusiasts. We are trying to raise money for Our Lady's Hospital, Crumlin. It's 189 miles and we will be going through a few towns and villages and hopefully doing a bucket collection along the way. It's old school. It's Father Ted stuff. Hopefully we will get a few people to come out and wave us on our way. That's where you come in. You can help to give us a little bit of publicity. Thank you very much, Madeleine Flint. And Madeleine joins us on the line. How are you doing, Madeleine?
Not too bad, Ray. How are you?
Madeleine.
I've been called everything. Maddie, you name it, I've been called it.
Right. What do you prefer yourself?
I honestly don't mind.
Okay, good to talk to you. And it's Walsh Island as opposed to Walsh's Island.
It's actually Walsh Island, yeah.
Yes,
that's it.
And as far as I can see from the map, it isn't an island.
Well, it's not an island surrounded by water, but we are surrounded by bog.
Oh, I see. Right, so it's a bog island.
You could call it that as well, I suppose.
Right. And are you born and bred in Walsh Island?
Born and bred in it. Yes, I am indeed.
Right. I was looking at the clip from Evening Extra 1988 and Eamon O'Murray is the reporter, the late Eamon O'Murray.
He is, yeah.
And he spoke to your then husband, Noel Duffy, the late Noel Duffy as well. So tell us a bit about the motorised bar stool and Noel himself. So, when did you meet Noel? Did you meet him locally? Was he a Walsh Island man?
He was a Welsh Island man, and I think I was mad about him since I was probably six. I always fancied him, and like, you know, we were childhood sweethearts, and we went out together, would you believe it, for nearly 15 years.
Right.
I was 30 years of age when we got married.
Yeah.
And that was basically, he was a biker, and I got involved with the bikes with him, and he had lots of friends with bikes. And the 1988, I wasn't actually married to him. I was engaged to him. I think we must have had the longest engagement.
Okay.
No, you're fine, you're fine.
Yeah.
We must have had the longest engagement. I think we were engaged for nearly 15 years.
Right. And he was fascinated by engines of all descriptions.
Loved engines and had a garage shed out the back and he was in it. But like, there was a certain time there that I'd go out and he wouldn't let me in. He says, "No, I'm doing something. I'm busy. Can you come back?" or whatever like that. So I'd go into the house. But about 2 months later, anyway, he comes out this Sunday morning and he said to us, "Come out and have a look at this." And lo and behold, he had the bar stool with a Honda 50 engine in it and he drove it around the yard and we just were looking at it. We were flabbergasted, like, this is how the heck.
And it sounds like an ocean that happened over a few pints.
It did.
Go on.
And there was Alan Besson and Hooker Brady and Davy Brady and the whole lot of them, and Gerard Brady as well, another lad, and they're all bikers. I mean, every Sunday we'd head off on the bikes and coming back and they talked about nothing else, only engines and pistons and rev limiters. And I think that was my actual nickname, the rev limiter. And
I won't ask.
It's probably best you don't.
Here's the rev limiter now.
Yeah, he was always the one that stopped all the fun, seemingly. But this was the chat that was going on all the time, and this thing said about you could put an engine into anything, and Noel says definitely you could. So, like, the pub we were in was the local pub here in Welsh Island. It was Nahan's.
Yeah.
And the actual stools we were sitting on is one of the stools. That's
right.
The stool that he got.
So he must have just, Noel must have said then, I could put an engine into this bar stool, for example.
He did, but he didn't tell me too much about it. He probably spoke to the boys, but it kind of was like, we'll try this to see how we get on. And if it works, we'll tell the world. And if it doesn't, we'll say nothing.
But it worked.
It did, absolutely. Huge, massive.
And, how did RTE get wind of it? Do you know?
I think that was true. The guy, Tommy Mahan, owned the pub here, and his son, Aidan, was a Guinness rep.
Ah, and he told
then, him. And
yes.
He worked for Guinness, and I don't know whether he was a rep, but he worked for Guinness. Yeah. And I think it was true. Aidan, I think, that got in touch with RTE and started then.
So we've some audio from that report from Eamon O'Murray from March of 1988.
Yes.
And Eamon started the report outside on the bar stool.
A few takes.
And then he drove it or rode it or whatever you do with a bar stool, I don't know the correct verb, into the pub, and where your The late Noel was sitting at the bar. So we just, it's 16 seconds. Here we go.
This is your actual mobile 50cc bar stool, guaranteed to drive you to drink. And here beside me is the inventor, Noel Duffy.
And there was Noel there. Do you mind if we play a bit of Noel?
Because No, I love it. I think it's brilliant. No, yeah, I know he'd be very, very proud himself.
So they were chatting about it, and they were chatting about the speed and everything, and that's the way the chat was going. So we'll go back to the two lads, Eamon and Noel, chatting about the motorised bar stool at the bar.
What speed would you do in it?
I reckon it would do about 35 miles an hour, but I wouldn't like to be sitting on it at the time.
Well, certainly not. I mean, not around here.
If you want to have a go at it, fair enough, but I don't think I'd chance it.
Well, I had a go at it, Nolan. One of the things I notice about it is that there's no brakes in it.
Yeah, but whoever had brakes in a bar stool?
No wiser words were said. Who'd be having brakes on a bar stool? He'd a dry sense of humour, Noel.
He had, yes, indeed. He was very good that way.
Yeah. And I suppose his passion was the death of him in the end.
Yes, that's the truth. We had a quad and a trike. We had a few motorbikes as well. And we used to go off. We lived in the middle of the bog, as I said. And we used to go down to the bog, down the back garden of his place. And he went in the trike. And I was to go with him this particular day in the quad, but I didn't because I was working and I kind of was doing housework at the weekends and trying to get as much done so I could go to work Monday to Friday. Mm. But I didn't go. But he lost his life down there that evening.
Right. What age was he, Madeline?
He was 36.
Right.
36, and I was 34 then. It was hard, but look at it.
Yeah. And you went off to England. Was that part of the grieving process, or...?
I was working in Avon and Pradant, and I just couldn't find myself, because, like, he and I were childhood sweethearts. His friends were my friends, and it just all changed. They looked at me differently. I looked at them differently, and when you've seen one, you've seen two, and then all of a sudden, it was just the one.
Yeah.
And it was hard, and it was hard on them as well as myself. But my mum is actually... originally from England, and her family were over there, and I had a sister over there, so I went over there, and I was kind of over there for a month, and then I'd look in four big suitcases back to Ireland for another month, and then I'd go again. I just couldn't settle for it, so eventually I did. I got a job instead there for 5 or 6 years.
And you found love again?
I found love again to Paul, yes, I did indeed.
Yeah, and then you came back, and did you buy Mann's or a different pub?
No, I bought Mann's.
You bought Mann's, right.
Yes.
So you bought the
same pub.
where the motorised bar stool started. It's a great...
absolutely, yes.
The circle of life, huh? But you changed the name. What's it called?
It's called The Hoppers. The Hoppers in Welsh Island. It's the only pub in Welsh Island.
Why is it called The Hoppers?
Right, well, my father, the late Jim McGrath, played with the Bridge Kelly Band and the Long Ridge Kelly Band and the Foothills and all them, and he was known as the Hopper McGrath.
Of course he was,
He played the drums, so of course we had to give the name after my father.
Oh, he was a drummer. My dad was a drummer as well.
There we have something in common.
We have. Well, you're pretty close to Kildare Town, Walsh Island is. You're there between Eden Derry and Port Arlington, aren't you? Somewhere in the bog.
Yes, that's it. You have us, dead right, yeah.
Now, so you're going from Walsh Island up to Aranmore. Any reason that you chose Aranmore?
The guy that's arranged this, Kevin Corkin, his nickname now is The Boots.
Oh, Boots, right. Okay.
Boots, right. And I won't tell you why he's that either, because I don't think it shows on the radio.
Right.
But The Boots, anyway, seemingly it's like a second home to him. He goes off to Donegal and out to Aranmore Islands, and so do some of the 150 bikers.
Right.
So the chemical, they were going to do this now 2 years ago, but with COVID then we couldn't do it. So we said, right, we'll try it again for this year. And so it's been going like that. For the last 4 or 5 months, we've been planning it. So we kind of, then they asked me, would I bring the bar stool and would I get involved and whatnot? It's all going for Crumlin.
Yes.
So we're starting on the 9th.
And the where's the bar stool been in the intervening years?
The bar stool has been, with the pub, I have the pub now, you see. Yeah. So next door to that, I have quite a big barn. And we have a trashing every August. Have done for the last 10 years, but not since COVID.
Yeah.
And we'd opened the barn and it would be kind of up in a stand, and it was the highest bar stool in Welsh Island, or the highest bar stool in Offaly for a long time.
Yeah.
And before that, when I was in England, it was down in my Noel's home Right. Don't need to beg.
So it's a lovely memory of him, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. It's fabulous, absolutely.
So you brought it down, got it serviced, and it immediately started working, ticked over, as they say.
Well, I won't say it was immediately. Poor old Connor. Connor's the guy that's going to be riding it, Connor right. Doolan, and Connor worked at it for weeks and weeks, and it's a strange one. He couldn't fathom as to what was wrong with it, and he had something like the carburetor, he had it out, and he was putting petrol into it, and it was turning on, but wasn't staying running. So he put a new carburetor into it and it didn't work. So many a night, sleepless nights, and he'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. This is how he'd be told at 5 o'clock. And then he decided, he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try something else. And he got an old carburetor from 1988 era.
Right.
That was a new, but it was an old one.
I know.
And put it in and it worked perfect.
Brilliant. I love this. I love this. And does Connor have a nickname?
Well, you say only met Connor
so he
in
doesn't.
The last
okay.
2 months.
Right, okay.
And would you believe it? His wife was due a baby on the 9th, in between the 9th and the 11th of the run. But thanks to the God, all went well. She had it 2 or 3 weeks ago. So Connor became a dad for the first time.
Congratulations, Connor. And he's going to, I don't know, is it drive, ride? What do you do with a bar stool? Anyway, he's
going to sit on it and ride
sit
it.
On, yeah, yeah. And he's going to accompany you on the 180-mile journey between Walsh Island and Aranmore, and as you come into a town then he'll be on the bar stool and it'll get people talking and you'll be shaking your buckets and raising money for Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin, which is brilliant.
And just about 20 other 150s, more bikes.
Now I believe you've a big birthday next week.
Oh, good God. Okay. You're on the same age as yourself, Ray.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. And I can share my birth cert with you. No, I'm a few years younger than you,
Only
Madeline.
One or two now. Come on.
Let's not get picky. Anyway, moving on nicely. So if you're on that road between Walsh Island and Aranmore Island, look out for them between the 9th and 10th of June. And that you'll get a chance to see then the now famous Evening Extra Noel Duffy motorised barstool. And it's a Honda 50 engine in it.
It's a Honda 50 engine in it, yes it is. And I tell you what, as well, you can go and donate online as well, because you can go on the GoFundMe page, Hopper's Honda 50 barstool run.
Okay.
And you can donate online there as well.
Okay.
And we're stopping in quite a few places, like, so we're actually staying, we're actually going to half of these places I don't know, little small places, Ballinalaki Supermax, and we're having breakfast there seemingly Thursday at 10:30 or 11:00, or that could be 2 or 3.
Look, this is straight out of Father Ted, Madeline. I love it. Listen, I'll let you go back. You're probably working in the hopper tonight, named after your father.
No, I will be this evening.
Yeah, and good luck to you and Boots. And you'll always be the rev limiter to me.
<It's>
happy, happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray.
Madeline, bye Flynn. Bye. Flint, see you. Bye. We'd have to play a little bit of this. Just a little bit. Come on, Chrissy. Come on.
A little Honda 50. She's rapid and she's nifty. She'll do 150 on a windy day. A little Honda 50. Hit the nitro and she'll shift me. Get me away from the Garda any day. I got her in the buy and sell back in 92. A travelling man in a caravan says this is the big for you. He was looking for 100, I gave him 32. Took over a spin out the Kinnegad Road and begot she feckin' flew. Oh, my little Honda 50. She's rapid and she's nifty. She'll do 150 on a windy day. My little Honda 50 hit the nitro and she'll shift me. Get me away from the Garda any day.